Welcome to Gallup Pals Watch. I'm Sarah.
And I'm Alicia.
And this is a podcast where we watch queer lady movies and talk about them. Inclusively defined.
Yes, inclusively defined. Yes, we do.
Yep.
What's on our agenda today, Sarah?
Today's agenda takes us far away from where we are located in the very gray Pacific Northwest to the Canary Islands. The movie is called So My Grandma's a Lesbian! And it was written by Elio Quiroga, and written and directed by Angeles Rene. And I'm sorry that I definitely pronounced those wrong. It's a Spanish language movie from Spain, and it takes place in the Canary Islands, which is the best part about this movie. The landscape. It was so beautiful.
So I didn't even get the Canary Islands part, man.
Oh, rough. I looked it up.
Where's the Canary Islands?
It's in Spain? Yeah.
Okay, cool. I knew that.
I knew that because my Danish family, one arm of my Danish family, has vacationed there quite a bit. So that's how I know about them, but I've never been there. I think they had a volcano or something go off like really recently, but I'm not sure. Wow. By go off, I mean erupt. No,
it just went off, sis. It's amazing. Well, yeah, sort of.
Yeah,
sort of. Volcano or two. Anyway.
Oh man. What did you think of this movie?
Okay, so first off, it took me 4 sittings. I just looked away like embarrassingly. And like part of that is because my life is like busy. But the other part is I fell asleep the first 2 times.
That's fair.
Which could also be like my life is busy, but mostly it was boring.
I watched it while I was on my bike trainer. Otherwise, I probably also would have fallen asleep.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Yeah.
Man, I should do that. Get some physical activity in. If I'm moving, if I'm moving my body, I will stay awake.
Yeah.
If I am not, and I have a nice blankie and I'm semi-horizontal, it's over.
Especially because it's winter and because your life is very busy.
Yeah, but mostly I also like to sleep. So this movie, as you could possibly assume from the title, is about 2 women in their 70s decide to come out to their families and get married, sparking chaos. Gay chaos and threatening a granddaughter's engagement.
Yep.
But not really.
But not really at all.
That sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah.
Subheading.
It's like a whatever. You know what we mean. I have to admit, I enjoyed this movie more than I expected to. I don't think it's a good movie by any stretch of the imagination, but I actually enjoyed watching it. Like, I really liked all the beautiful landscape and like the town they were in. It just looked like heaven. It was kind of like Mamma Mia in that way, where like,
oh my God,
it was like a family and they were like on the coast and it was just so beautiful and sunny and like all these beautiful plants. And then there were like lava fields and stuff. They went hiking and it was just like gorgeous. So I enjoyed that part. And I also found the older women really endearing.
Me too. I did like their characters. I loved the actors who played them. So Veronica Forqué and Rosa Maria Sarda played Sophia and Celia, respectively. And yeah, I thought they did like such a good job integrating the comedic parts.
Yeah.
And
like, their relationship seemed so healthy, which was really great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Unlike everyone else in the movie.
So true. It seemed like they, or at least like the actors were thinking of it in kind of like a campy way, but I don't know if it was like intentionally supposed to be that way.
I wasn't sure either.
And part of it was like, I like culturally, I don't know. I think it was supposed to be like a dramedy. Mm-hmm. Like, but I don't know necessarily like what's comedic. I don't know, like what's the level of like comedy versus drama that's like culturally appropriate for a Spanish film, because I don't watch many of them.
Right. And in terms of like queerness, this movie was not exactly groundbreaking. I did think it was kind of interesting that it was like the younger, the granddaughter, who is, her name is Eva. And she is, this movie has a lot of like side plots and subplots, which I found also kind of annoying, but she is getting married to this guy, this Scottish guy from a very conservative Scottish family, who they make a big deal out of pointing out that like they're pro-Brexit and pro-Trump. And I read a review. There actually weren't very many reviews of this movie on Google that I could find, but there was one that I read that said that was far-fetched because Scotland like banned Trump from moving there and like and were like not generally pro-Brexit, and so the reviewer like didn't realize or didn't understand like why they had chosen Scotland of all places. Like they could have just had British conservatives, but anyway,
maybe that's part of like the comedy of it. Yeah, that, like, that might wouldn't actually happen, but maybe, yeah, I don't know,
and that might be true. And that review is from Movie Nation, by the way, by Roger Moore. But
it's interesting.
Yeah, so this like younger, this granddaughter who is, I don't know, it takes place present day and she's maybe like in her mid to late 20s, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that they chose to make her the one who was like so concerned. She's not homophobic per se, but she is really worried that it's going to jeopardize her chances with her like in-law family, that like her wedding will just fall to pieces if her family, if her in-laws find out that her grandmother is gay. But that's like, I don't know. I feel like it's a stretch for sure. How mean that that really bothered me, where she was like, you have to call off the wedding because like, what about my wedding? Like my wedding's gonna be ruined if everyone finds out that you're gay.
Yeah. First of all, what a stretch, first off.
Yeah.
Who really cares? Like, even if you're I feel like a family of like somewhat nobility, who cares about like your grandparents when you're getting married? I don't know. Maybe this is just from my like lower middle class upbringing perspective, but like, who cares?
Yeah.
One of the things I thought that was like really cruel was when Eva says they are people with principles.
Oh my gosh, I know.
And I was like, whoa. Yeah. Yeah, shitty principles.
I know. And also, you clearly don't have principles.
Yeah, it was just, I feel like very far-fetched, a big stretch. The one part that I thought was interesting is, so when, fast forward a bit, when Eva realizes that her grandmother and her grandmother's girlfriend are getting married, she goes to Spain and sees her grandma and is like, hey, don't do this. She meets up with Jorge, who is Celia's son. Mm-hmm. And he and Eva had like a thing several years back,
yeah,
a romantic thing several years back. And he also wants to call off the wedding, but he's more concerned about the townspeople like hating on them and making their life hell.
Yeah, it's so like focused on the quote unquote problem of being gay, and like, it's more like, because there's a lot of Christianity in this movie too, where like,
they're surprisingly,
yeah, given Celia is Catholic. I mean, yeah, Spanish Catholic is like a whole thing, but Celia has this whole storyline where like she is on the phone with the Pope, like claims she's on the phone with the Pope and like has his blessing and everything. And there's like a lot of stuff about that that I was really not interested in. But yeah, like it's like when homophobic Christian people say, hate the sin, not the sinner. It's kind of that vibe where it's like, we love you, but like, don't make your life hard for yourself kind of thing. Instead of being like, actually the world is fucked up and like, they can meet you where you are instead.
Yeah. Instead of supporting the person that you love, like the family member that you love, to say like, I will stand behind you. And if anyone gives you crap about it, I will give them crap right back. You know, like,
yeah.
Why isn't that the issue? I remember like when I came out to my mom, she said something very similar. She's like, I don't want life to be harder for you. Like, don't do this. And I'm like, Mom, I can't control that. And you know what? To my knowledge, it hasn't been.
Yeah.
Not anything I can remember.
Yeah.
So, and it
seems, and this thing, like, I feel like this is barely an issue anymore. I feel like, but yeah, maybe also because of the bubble I live in, where nobody even thinks about it or talks about it in this way.
Yeah. I mean, I think, yeah, for sure. There is a bit of that. I had a friend recently say like, everyone's fine with gay people. I'm like, no, that's not true. Everyone in like, Seattle is, but yeah. But the world,
but yeah,
exactly. So it's like there's always a I don't know, there's always the other side, right?
Yeah. Well, I thought it was interesting that they kind of flipped it, where like the older people were the ones who were just like totally down and great, and the younger people were like, oh no, like don't do that.
Yeah, it was a nice flip. It was just something that, like, given like the present day status of it, it didn't seem like, I don't know.
It wasn't exactly buy it.
But at the same time, I'm like, I don't know if they really cared to make it like viable. Maybe it was all supposed to be kind of far fetched, and I don't know.
Yeah, so. I don't know either. I mean, I sort of feel like this movie was supposed to be a little bit over the top and like just dealing in stereotypical things, but like making them funny. And I don't know if it really succeeded in being that funny. It wasn't that funny, but
yeah,
I don't know. It was overall like pretty enjoyable for me to watch.
Yeah,
I wouldn't watch it again though.
So after like the first two times I fell asleep during it, I finally finished. And by that point I had gotten like maybe a third of the way in. I finally finished it all in one sitting. And I did like, I felt like it took a while to really like pick up steam, but once it did, it was like entertaining to watch. So I can give it points for that. But the believability of it was just a little like,
yeah,
stretch. And with all the side plots and stuff. So they're like, there's so many different things. And so many different, like, I don't know, side plots and subplots that happen, that it's hard to keep track of everything. And for the writing to go in depth about it at all, about any of those pieces, you know?
Yeah.
Like Perlita, for example.
Right.
So she is
somehow like disabled.
What'd you say?
She's like disabled somehow. Mm-hmm. She lives with the grandma, Ava's grandma. And it's her niece. So it's must be Ava's aunt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we are to assume that she's, you know, some sort of you know, developmentally disabled. And she's just kind of written off most of the movie.
Yeah. I didn't like that, how she was sort of played for laughs.
Yeah.
Which I think is really common for people with disabilities.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everybody loved her, you know, like nobody, but still, I don't know.
Yeah. She's like supposed to be like kooky.
Yeah.
In the way that, like, I don't know. She like, in her behaviors and like what she does and the things that she fixates on, I guess, are supposed to be weird to the rest of the family.
Yeah.
Like she likes to see a shaman.
Yeah. She was like taking lessons from the shaman or something, like a Mexican shaman.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they say.
And then there's another like subplot of a spoiler alert romance between Ava and Jorge.
Mm-hmm.
That was superficial and super far-fetched for me.
Totally. I mean, like they had one fling 9 years ago and then they're like in love. And also like Jorge, his whole thing is that he's been living in the Congo studying gorillas and like
he does all these
impressions of monkeys, and I just was like, what are you doing? Why?
And then Stuart, Ava's fiance, eventually like he comes back into the picture with his mom. Yeah,
because their dad, like his dad was discovered to be, I don't know, some kind of like white collar crook or something.
And yeah.
And that was like all over the tabloids. And so Stuart and his mom came to like the grandma's house and the islands. And then that was like a whole ensemble, like physical comedy. He like had some peyote from the, it just and then like
Perlita put it in his tea, and it was just a lot of like weird stuff that like,
and then there was like Ava's whole family where her brother had converted to Islam to get married to his wife. And like that was like a whole thing, and then her mother is like some kind of movie star or a singer or something. She's like a celebrity of some kind, and the idea is that like the reason Ava wants this quote-unquote stable marriage is because she was abandoned by her mother as a child, but like she wasn't, she had a relationship, and like she grew up with her grandma who she loves so much ostensibly, even though she's like not thinking about her at all.
Yeah, she's still a parental figure.
Yeah, and she grew up like, I don't know, it just seems like, how bad could your childhood really have been?
That, and it's like, I mean, she just definitely needs some therapy. It's like,
she's so selfish, and then she goes around calling everybody else selfish, and everyone's like, just let your grandma be who she is.
Yeah, and eventually Jorge is like,
yeah
turns out the town doesn't care,
right?
And we need
big surprise.
Big surprise. Everyone's like, yeah, it's like the 2019s.
Yeah.
Like, it's fine. Mm-hmm. What is wrong with you? So needless to say, even though we already said it, lots of tangential plot lines.
There's a whole thing with a reporter too, and like news stories. Celia has to like go get
Susanna
a CAT scan. I don't know. There's just like so many.
Oh yeah, so because
then there's like a whole thing where Celia's on social media. She's in this like anonymous support group for elders who are coming out of the closet. And the whole joke is like, because the Spanish title for this is Salir del Ropero, which I guess means leaving the wardrobe instead of coming out of the closet. And like Celia likes that because she thinks coming out of the closet, quote unquote, is for boys and leaving the wardrobe is for girls. It's like a thing she's convinced herself of, and she's just like use that phrasing instead.
She's
it's
just gendering something you put your clothes in.
Yeah. Cause why not? Why wouldn't you just do that?
I mean, like most of the Spanish language is gendered, but
that's true.
So maybe there was that. I didn't quite understand. I don't know. But she basically was like, a wardrobe sounds more feminine than closet.
Yeah.
And there's there's some back and forth between Celia and Sophia about whether or not they should get married, and if it's going to be like bad for the town, or bad for their family and all this stuff. But there's also like a priest involved too, and he's the one that thinks Celia might be mentally ill.
Yeah.
And like she has to see like a neurologist.
Yeah.
Because she's talking about the Pope, but then like being on the phone with the Pope, it turns out she really was on the phone with the Pope. Yeah. Like,
which I still don't get that.
Yeah. Like, how? I think it's supposed to be a stretch. Yeah. But like, oh,
this
wow.
This whole movie's a stretch.
This whole movie is a stretch. Yes. Yeah. One of the things that in my research of the few, you know, reviews that I found, I like this piece from NME. You can link it in the show notes, by Ella Kemp. They write, "While LGBTQ stories often lack levity, doom and gloom needn't dominate stories about love and identity. The kooky tone in a movie about narrow-minded communities trying to stop two women from getting married feels out of touch. In one scene, a character announces that it's the 21st century and this kind of discrimination shouldn't be happening anymore. A serious point completely missed by the film it's made in."
I love that. Very true.
Yeah, and it's just kind of like, I don't know. And it's like a movie in which everyone realizes that like, they're like unfucking their ideals or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's really heavy-handed.
It is really heavy-handed. So true.
And a stretch.
Yeah. But it's like, yeah, I don't know. I still stick by it that it was fun to watch.
Oh yeah. I feel like once I got into it and like you kind of accept it for how kooky it is, like you realize that this is not going to be like a, you know, a comedy made in America, like or the USA.
Yeah. And it's also not exactly centering the queer perspective.
No, it's not. Yeah, we get like not like a sex scene, but definitely like a little love makeout sesh between Ava and Jorge. Mm-hmm. And the two old ladies only get like one or two pecks.
Yeah. There. Including their wedding day.
Yes.
And then, which
as soon as they're married, miss each other's mouths.
I know. I mean, it was very beautiful where they were getting married, but then like the second they were married, then the camera's just on like Jorge catches the bouquet and like gives it to Ava, and then they just run off. They just run away and leave. It's like, what are you doing? This is your grandma and your mom's wedding. Like, why?
Yeah, maybe this is a more
maybe
of a
this
cultural...
isn't about you.
Oh yes, for sure. Maybe it's not about you, yeah. But maybe, yeah, maybe that style of the kind of like, I don't know, unanchored plot is, it's more of a cultural thing, cultural maybe. Comedy thing, and
yeah,
it didn't quite land with me because I don't understand it. But once you suspend, you know, what you're used to, it is a fun fun watch
and gorgeous setting.
Oh my god, yeah, so beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like I want to go there ASAP.
Yeah, me too.
So gorgeous. So I feel like I would probably recommend this movie, but like with a caveat that like you will do a ton of eye rolling.
Yeah.
But if you like kind of like campy sort of stuff, you'll probably like it.
Yeah, I agree. It's a very sweet, like you don't have to be too engaged. I mean, it is in Spanish, so you got to read subtitles, but unless you speak Spanish, in which case you don't. And
yeah,
I don't know. It's like a good fluffy watch.
Fluffy. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It is fluff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't regret it. And, you know, my expectations for most of the movies that we watch for this podcast are in hell. So this one's good.
This one eked out.
It eked hell. Out. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, any final thoughts?
No, I'm actually kind of glad that I watched this.
Good. I'm glad.
Which is weird because it was a bad movie, but I don't know. I liked it.
Sometimes bad movies are just what you need.
It's true. It's so true. Like, and you know, I do need something like this where it was like not going to be so depressing. Because I'm in a place right now where I've been in this place for pretty much the whole pan pizza that like I cannot watch something that's going to make me depressed. I can, but I don't want to. So this was great. I loved having a fluffy thing to watch.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's my final thought. What about you? Do you have final thoughts?
Not many. I mean, I can echo that for sure. I would not watch it again.
Yeah. Me either.
But yeah, it's still like fun and beautiful. I felt like the cinematography and all of that was, you know, stunning. And
yeah, I agree. And this movie is on Netflix. Mm-hmm. So it's very like most people I think have Netflix, and so it's not one of those things where you have to like pay extra to rent it somewhere. You can just put it on if you want.
Yeah, and it's about 90 minutes, so it's pretty fast. Which was good. If this went on any longer, I would have been like, for how much I talked about how they don't go into depth about anything, like, please don't. I don't want
to. Agree.
Yeah. The depth, I guess, was just right for the time.
Yeah. I'm glad it wasn't any longer as well.
If you have any thoughts or suggestions or recommendations of movies that you would like to have us cover, or movies maybe that are like similar to this.
Yeah.
We'd love to hear about them. You can email us at galpalswatch@gmail.com.
Or find us on Twitter at galpalswatch.
And same on Instagram, galpalswatch.
Yay.
Yay. Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you. Love you.
Tuning in like it's a radio. Mm-hmm. Thank you for pressing a button to listen. Or maybe it's even on autoplay. You didn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
So thanks for listening with your ear holes and doing other gay things with your ear holes.